In October, a judge added 5 years to Brian Lochie's sentence for attacking a guard. But the attack may have been the result of a prison psychiatrist changing both his bipolar diagnosis and the medications he took to treat it. That's what veteran DOC psychiatrist Narinder Saini told the judge at Lochie's sentencing hearing. Saini also says he was fired for refusing to downgrade Lochie's diagnosis. He says his boss, Dr. Kevin Callis, wanted to send Lochie to the high-security prison at Boscobel, where a court-ordered policy bars housing inmates with serious mental illness. But Callis says there's no connection between the Lochie case and Saini's termination. He says the only times he's overruled another doctor's diagnosis, it's been to keep inmates out of Boscobel.
I've just taken a more conservative stance, and in many cases decided that I don't want certain inmates there, even though they may technically, under the court criteria, qualify.
But Lochie's status was downgraded from a mental health 1 classification for bipolar to the less serious MH2 classification of possible bipolar, and he was shipped to Boscobel. Attorney Carlos Pabellon says the transfer is similar to other cases he's seen where the department has manipulated mental health diagnoses to send unruly inmates to Boscobel.
What we discovered is that a number of these inmates had on one day an MH2 classification, and after the next visit, an MH1 classification, and then a few days later, that inmate was sent to Boscobel.
The Department of Corrections says there's been no manipulation and prison policy forbids withholding an inmate's necessary medications, but Attorney Pabellon, whose law firm filed the lawsuit that forced the DOC to keep seriously mentally ill inmates out of Boscobel, says the transfer documents he's seen suggest otherwise.
You know, Department of Corrections, as they always are, were under an increased amount of pressure to fill the empty cells at Boscobel, and it appeared to us that they were doing it at the expense of the mental health of these inmates.
That's not the case, according to Ken Strait, a UW law professor. He served for 5 years as the court-appointed monitor at Boscobel, overseeing its mental health policies. He says there are firewalls in place in the form of multiple assessments by several doctors to assure that most seriously mentally ill inmates are not sent to the prison.
There were relatively few, in my opinion, situations where some guy came in the front door of Boscobel, coded MH1, who within 30 days everybody sort of said, how did this happen?
The firewall did catch Brian Lochie. When he was sent to Boscobel, the staff doctor there was familiar with his case, looked at his chart, and decided he didn't belong there. Lochie was sent immediately to the Columbia Correctional Facility, where he's now pursuing malpractice claims against Dr. Callis and the department for mishandling his diagnosis and his medications. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.